Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Happy Tuesday.
We're back. Yep. As promised.
As promised. Where are we going to be?
3 weeks in a row.
We're on a roll.
What a slow Bravo period we're in right now.
You know what's happening now? I just saw Teddy Mellencamp put out there, oh my God, I just watched Vanderpump. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just watched Summer House. Why didn't you guys tell me how good it was?
Oh, shut up, Teddy.
Shut the fuck up, Teddy. Go back to season one, please.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so guess what? All these people are going to be like, oh, God, look at all these other great shows on Bravo instead of Housewives.
You know why? Because they've got nothing
to
talk about now.
That's right. So now they have to, you know, diversify like we've always done.
All of these latecomers are really annoying. Show up.
Show up like we did.
Show up or shut up.
I've picked up lots of shows because nothing was really on. Mm-hmm. So The Circle, how are you watching it? You've watched it in the past.
Yeah, I've watched several seasons, but I haven't. I was distracted trying to catch up. I'm still trying to finish Selling Beverly Hills.
Really? You haven't finished that yet?
No.
Oh, wow.
I haven't.
You're so behind.
And K-Man, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we're watching The Gentlemen, which I'm really liking.
Well, me and Dan watched episode one.
What'd you think?
I can't believe you like this. This is so up our alley, not yours.
Well, I like Theo James.
Well, Theo James is hot as fuck.
Yeah, at first I was like, doesn't seem like the kind of show I would like.
At the end of the first episode, I'm like, I can't believe Gina likes this.
Yeah,
we love it.
It gets good. It gets better.
I mean, episode one, it's very dark comedy.
It's dark comedy, and you kind of sometimes go, wait a minute, who's this person? Like, what's happening exactly?
That's all right.
But I'm enjoying it. We have two more episodes left.
How many are there?
8, I think.
Okay. I binged Three Body Problem, which I know that you would not like it.
What's it called?
Three Body Problem.
Oh.
It's on Netflix.
And?
From the people who did Game of Thrones.
Oh, see. I was in Game of Thrones.
It was a book, and I guess it's a series of books. It's good.
What's it about?
I do not ask me what it's about. It's alien related. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Pass.
It's got some interesting concepts, but it ended so like, you know, there's going to be other seasons and I'm just not satisfied. I have so many questions that I don't know if they'll ever get answered. Maybe they will, but we'll see. I did it because it was top 10 and everybody seemed to love it and I did it and yeah. And that was it. Tyler Cameron Coming Home.
I want to see that. I have not started yet. What did you think?
I would say I was kind of, maybe I was overhyped on it because he's been everywhere doing interviews everywhere and everybody's saying how great it is. I would lower your expectations.
Oh, really?
I think it's fine. I think they're still trying to find their footing.
What's the issue?
He's a little dull. His stylist, to me, in particular, the very first episode in the house they do seems very dated. She's doing
the interior decorator.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And then she does some houses that are nicer. That I go, okay, that's better. But the first episode, what the people wanted and what she did, I was like, that seems a little dated. Like I did that like sponge painting almost. So, remember?
Oh God.
Remember sponge painting?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me.
So he's taking existing homes and he's remodeling them?
Well, he does certain rooms, but he does a lot of rooms. Like he'll do 4 or 5 rooms in the house.
At one time.
Yeah, but he's learning. So he doesn't know how to do everything. He's basically just ripping it all out and he's learning how to do the things.
He has a contractor. How the hell did he get a show?
Well, he has a contractor and his dad's a contractor. So it's in the family. It's the, like I said, the concept is nice. He's in Jupiter, Florida, where he grew up. I just watched one episode. It was his ex-girlfriend. So, I mean, that's kind of fun. And
the backstory part of it?
Yeah. And as he's doing these other houses, he's living in his mother's house and he's redoing the mother's house.
Yeah.
Who passed away.
Right. Now, were his parents divorced?
They were divorced, but they were still cordial.
Mm-hmm.
Right before the mom died, before she had a brain aneurysm, so died very quickly. And she wasn't sick. So it was like quite shocking. Right before she died, the father came over and gave her the house. Like he paid off the house right before she died.
Wow.
I know. It's kind of sad. So they're redoing that house also. So
is that his house now or does he have siblings or what?
Yep. He has two brothers. He lives in the house and the one brother I think is in college. The other one comes home and kind of helps him out a little bit. And they're going through plans on what they want to do with that house. The mother's best friend is an interior designer. And she's like, I knew what your mother wanted. And she's quite successful. She doesn't help with the other houses. There's another girl that helps with the other houses. So, I mean, it's fine. I mean, I think I'm talking it up. It sounds, when I talk about it, it sounds pretty good. There's just something missing a little bit. It's fine. I think it's just fine. It's no Jeff Lewis.
Yeah. Well.
It's no Hollywood House left.
You have to have Jeff Lewis personality.
It's Jupiter, Florida.
Okay. So maybe one and done. One season and done.
I'm not sure. No, me.
Unless
I
he think, finds his footing yeah, and comes around.
Yeah, I think once it. Once you get to know the people and they get more comfortable, I think that's what it is also. These people aren't used to being on TV. He is, but they aren't.
All right. Well, I'm sure I'll check it out because there's nothing else on, literally nothing.
The Circle, I think it's about four or five episodes they dropped. The Circle is so annoying. You know I signed us up for that.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't hear back, though.
We did. No, they wanted us to fill out another application. I'm like, that thing kind of took a long time.
That's too much work.
Just like when people say, you know, you can grow your podcast if you do this, that, and the other. I'm like, yeah, nah, we're good. The Circle, there's one little switch up this time is that, and it's not giving anything away, that there's one person, quote person, but it's an AI that plays a person. So it's an actual computer playing. You know, it's weird because they have a voice of somebody and they have a picture of somebody. And then on TikTok, the guy whose picture they use, the profile picture, he's on TikTok like, I'm watching The Circle and they're using my picture. Like, obviously, they asked his permission.
Well,
it's probably his voice as well. They know somebody's an AI, but they don't know who it is.
Oh, so they do know somebody's AI.
Yes. Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'll watch that. But do we have release dates or premiere dates for any of the Housewife shows? Mm. I haven't seen anything. So what's
Jersey's
up?
Next up,
Jersey,
right?
I think, is up next. And then what is it, Orange County after that? Because everything else is still filming or going to be filming. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else. Mm-mm.
Jersey's done filming. So that has to be next.
Yeah, but we haven't we've seen the trailers.
Yeah.
But we don't have a date. And usually they drop a date like a month before.
It's really weird that there's no Housewives on right now. None.
Why haven't they dropped a date?
Don't know. They have so many. What about Dubai? When's that coming?
Dubai is supposed to be coming too.
They gave a date on Dubai, but yeah. I mean, I'll watch it just because I was just there, Gina. I was just in Dubai.
That's right. Background show.
Something else I have been watching, catching up on is Top Chef Wisconsin.
Oh, see, I kind of fell off of Top Chef.
I did too, but it was taping and I go, you know what? I'm going to put this on while I'm, you know, cooking and make it feel like I'm doing something in the kitchen when
like
I'm making my same old shit every night. Okay, but a listener mentioned baby reindeer.
Now, I've seen that pop up on Netflix.
I started it.
And?
Ooh, it's weird.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not crazy. It's just odd.
What's it about? Because I don't even
know. It's about a guy who has this woman who starts stalking him. But it's not in a scary way. It becomes creepy, but seems just sweet and he feels bad for her. But she's crazy.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Maybe
it's not too crazy, but it takes place in Scotland, London, somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, it's over there somewhere. It's over across the pond somewhere. Yeah.
Okay, so
I've started a lot of shit, but
what is going on? We were just talking about all this shit with Teresa and the New Jersey, Teresa, Jen Aiden, all of this collaborating with these content creators and allegedly, Teresa's been paying content creators to write positive things about her and negative things about Melissa and other cast members. And Jennifer Aiden allegedly is sending screeners to some of these content creators. What the hell?
Why do they need people to be on their side? Because they're so bad.
That's Teresa.
They're such
and
horrible
Jen.
People. They want this divide so much.
Apparently and allegedly, Teresa's been paying these content creators under the table to write positive things about her for years. Mm. Somebody said 12 years. So it was pre-Louis. But I have a feeling
Wait, 12 years ago, wasn't she in prison in that 12 years?
No, I mean, during a period, she was in prison for a year.
So just going back real far, she
going
was
back,
paying
yeah.
people.
But pull Louis into the picture now, and I'm sure this just Gru.
Oh, sure. He knows people.
And he's, well, we think he's a shady character, but apparently Teresa's attorney is involved and is DMing these content creators. And this whole thing is very confusing, but wild.
All right. I got to dig deep into that. I know there's this TikTok creator. I mean, her name is Chrissy Balls.
Yeah.
But she hates Teresa. So she does deep dives and puts it all out there. So,
well, the two content creators that they're calling out is Melissa's new nose, this girl Gabriella, and All About RH, which is this other girl Roxanne. So these are the two that they're talking about
that put out positive or put out negative things about Melissa and that side.
Yeah.
Huh.
And are pumping up Teresa and putting positive things out about Teresa. So I don't know. I mean, this, they have screenshots of emails going back and forth and DMs going back and forth.
How did they get the screenshots and the emails?
That's the question.
I mean,
that's the question.
I just question everything now. It's like, how are you getting this stuff? Who would give it to you? Is it fake?
But do you put it past Jen Aiden to send the screeners to content creators to put out positive things?
Not at all. I don't put it past her or Teresa because Teresa's just a fucking liar. Always has been. Now with Louis, double liar. Did you see there was something else about Louis's quote new business? That's like a fraud. I don't know if there's a lawsuit, another lawsuit. His name was never even attached to it. He's pretending.
Well,
I don't remember. I mean, there's so much out there. I don't even listen anymore. It's like, another fake thing from Louis. Oh, yeah.
They're kind of meant for each other.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, when Louis came into the picture, all of this shit with these contract creators just went into overdrive. And he's pulling the strings behind the scenes to get people to write negative stories. And I mean, it's just dirty. Dirty Louis.
I could see him sending stuff and saying, see, look what they did. Look at the story about this. This is how bad they are. And just pumping them with information.
Oh, yeah. I don't trust him at all. Mm-mm. Not at all. Nobody does. I mean, it's so obvious to so many people that he's not a good guy right from the jump.
He's just so inauthentic.
So all we'll right. see well, what
we'll,
happens.
Yeah, we'll see when the New Jersey, when it starts, the new season starts. Who's the one that got cut last year? And she's like best friends with Teresa and Jennifer now.
Oh, Jackie.
Jack, is she still on the show? Like as a friend of?
I think she's a friend
she
of.
She is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she has totally gone to the other side. And her and
which is bizarre.
Margaret got in a big fight.
It's interesting because it's like, well, what does Margaret know? What does Dolores know? Mm. I mean, well, Dolores is
right
smart,
in the middle. She's right in the middle.
She's smart because she doesn't get in too deep with Teresa or Margaret or anybody.
Mm-mm. No, she's actually in the middle holding that. What do they hold in Jersey? I don't remember.
I don't know.
But she's right in the middle of that photo.
Well, good.
Dolores, who was a friend of forever.
Good.
Right in the middle.
Stand in the center. Okay, so we had a very slow week. We watched Cayman.
Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's called The Secrets of the Cayman Islands or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts? I mean, I watched it all. What are there, four episodes out?
Yeah. We had a very long discussion with our friend Rit about
via text.
The pros and cons of this show. I said, the cast is too fucking big. I can't keep track of who all these people. There's like five blonde girls that all look alike to me.
Here's the problem. There's so many and they're all intertwined. When they do their confessionals, they look completely different. So when you're watching them filming, they look one way. And then all of a sudden they're in the confessionals. They say the name. I'm like, that's that same girl?
Yeah.
So it's very confusing. And I feel like they're filming it all over the place. This could have taken place over 3 years.
Right.
Also, the two main rich ladies, Elizabeth Chambers and the
Salida?
One who just did the issue, the model.
Salida Eubanks? Yeah.
Okay, Salida. They have not, I still have not seen them in one scene together.
No.
Nor at a party together because Elizabeth doesn't want to hang out with these people.
Elizabeth films by herself with other people individually, like her business manager and her marketing person.
That's it. She doesn't go to any of the parties. Well, it's because also all these things were written and coming out at this time about her ex.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is that Armie Hammer is such a topic of conversation, but they don't say anything.
She won't answer any questions about it.
Right.
So, yeah, they're not talking about it. And then the model, Salida, has this runway show that she's been working so hard, Gina. She's been working for months and months and months. Yet the day before the show is her birthday, she goes, taking the day off. It's like, what the fuck? And then she's not prepared the day of the show. Why are you taking your birthday? How old are you that you have to not work on your birthday?
She needs a me day, Anne.
It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Oh, I'm so stressed about this show, but guess what? Tomorrow I'm not working because it's my birthday. What the fuck? The next day is the show and nothing was set up yet.
Nothing was figured out. Now, this was for a charity. It was like they were buying outfits and stuff for this fashion show.
It was a charity. I don't even know where the fashions came from. They weren't hers.
No.
I don't know what she was
doing. They were buying stuff off the rack for this event.
It was so weird.
The timing is weird. She didn't know when people were supposed to walk. I mean, it was a hot mess.
And she's been working on it for months, but then nothing was figured out.
No, and she meets with her event planner and she has all these grandiose ideas about, you know, I want 100 candles around this fountain and I want, you know, uplighting. And the girl's like, do we even have that on the island?
Yeah. Do we have 100 candles on the island? The way they talk about this island, you can't walk across the street without seeing everybody you know.
Which brings us to another thing with Chelsea. Chelsea's boyfriend, baby daddy.
Yes.
She sees the girl that he had an affair with
out at a club. She freaks out.
She's crying. The guy is a playboy. I mean, he's a player. Everybody knows it.
Nobody likes him.
Nobody likes it. Her mom doesn't like it.
Nobody likes him.
So what are the odds on an island that you're going to run into her? Probably not the first time that you ran into
her. Also, I love that she's so pissed at the women. Yes. And not at her fiance, boyfriend, baby daddy. She's not pissed at him at all. It's all the women. She's so mad at these women. It makes no sense. Oh my God. I want to pluck her up and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Shake her. I don't understand what she sees in this guy. He's a loser.
Yeah, well, clearly. And he is not affectionate towards her at all. So he's got
I don't think he even likes her.
Probably not. He's got one child with her.
Yes.
And then she has two others.
Right. From her husband previously.
Okay.
Yeah. Who I believe he left the island.
He hopped a boat. They were living on the island.
He left. I'm sure he comes back.
But. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, it's
I don't know if I even like it, but I'm going to keep watching. I want to know if Elizabeth is going to give us anything more ever. She's just an odd duck.
She's kind of like the queen bee, like almost like a Lisa Vanderpump, where she's like the narrator of the show.
But she doesn't want anything to do with these peons that are underneath her.
No, she's a little uppity.
Oh, they're way below her status.
Right. But what do we see her doing besides sitting on the couch in a confessional?
And in her crossed legs.
Yeah. She won't show her children, which I understand because she's protecting her kids.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about what happened with Army.
Yeah, they don't. They are showing a little bit of her business opening the bakery.
Bird Bakery? Is that what it's called?
Bird. I think so.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just very strange. And then we've got other characters. We've got Tyson, who has a girlfriend of 2 years. Charlotte, who
none of them have met.
Being introduced to the friend group at 2 years of dating. And he's just now introducing
And they're all best friends. And he was flirting and gave his number or DM'd some other new girl. There's too many people.
Well.
And the other girl, Cass apparently is in a relationship for a long period of time. We never see him. We don't meet him.
He's not on the island, Anne.
I think he is on the island.
So that makes me wonder, are all these people full-time islanders or are they just
vacationing? They act like the expats are actually living there on the island. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot of people to keep track of. I think they could have scaled down the cast a little bit.
Mm-hmm. They are all intertwined and connected, though, in some way. So I see why they did it.
But it's just for a first season, it's too many.
Too many.
Like, do the first season, scale it down, and then introduce more once we get to know who these people are.
Right, right. It's almost like Southern Hospitality, where they introduced so many new people.
Yeah, see, yeah.
And I fell off because I'm like, I can't keep them straight.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So take note, K-Man.
I think it's a one and done thing. I'll finish it, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a one and done.
Well, I don't think people have the attention span to sit there and try to figure out who these people are.
We don't.
I don't. So if I don't, no one does.
No one. Can you keep them all straight on Martha's Vineyard?
Martha's Vineyard, yeah. I've got down.
We got down.
We're season two. Vineyard. I've got it.
And they're the same people. Nobody news come. Well, no, nobody no, news not come really. In. No, because Summer was there last summer, but she was only there part time. Now she's full time. I don't know if I'm enjoying this season.
No, I'm not.
Again, the women are getting really drunk. Bria in particular, she goes off the handle every time. It's just not fun. It's fun for a minute and then it turns every single time.
Well, yeah, every episode she's storming out of the room somewhere.
If you guys don't have my back, I'm leaving. Bye.
She's extremely immature and Preston has had it with her.
She has, I mean, we've talked about, she has many issues, but one of them being she is emotionally and physically dependent on somebody. That's why she has the dog there. One of the nights she asked Nick if he wanted to be her sleep support. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And she's like, yeah, we just sleep and we just cuddle early. And he's like, I'm not cuddling with you. I have a girlfriend. Like, nobody's going to be cuddling with you. What happens when your boyfriend comes and he finds out we're cuddling? It's just weird. Like a cuddle?
How old is she?
A sleep support?
It's crazy.
I don't know. I just don't like. She flips a switch so quickly. I don't understand. Because she can fly off the handle and then 5 minutes later, she's calmed down. And she's like, I love you. So, you know, we're okay now.
Well, they're okay when she says that they're okay.
That's right.
That's the issue. And that's why she and Preston had that long conversation. And he was like, I'm not, you know, I'm
you're
not
a brat.
Having it anymore.
You're a brat.
You're a pain in the ass.
She's like, I know, but you love me. It's like, no.
No, I hate you, actually.
Next week, all the significant others come.
Yeah, this I can't wait for. So they had this rodeo excursion and it was a big bus. They rode in a circle in a barn like they were riding little ponies or something. The whole thing was 2 minutes of airtime and it was the most boring TV. They had like a sack race and a thing with the pony on a stick.
It's like they're trying to throw too much shit in.
It wasn't fun.
The only thing was after that, Amir came home and he called his girlfriend. He FaceTimed her. She is so passive aggressive.
She was brutal.
And he didn't ask her what's the matter. He's like, this is what she does. She wants me to ask. She wants me to feel around for what might be wrong. She won't tell me. It's like, well, then fuck her.
Yeah, no
kidding.
She's
so immature.
She had the stink face the whole time on FaceTime.
I mean, you're on TV. Wouldn't you change that stink face up a little bit? Mm. And why is he, I mean, she's pretty, but what are they getting from that? Why do men like that?
Do they though?
Amir does. I don't know how many relationships he's had, so.
Shaunice hurt her ankle. That seemed a little dramatic for what happened. She was on crutches. It's like, really?
I don't know. Did you see that fall? She played college basketball. That was impressive. But she came down pretty good on that ankle. Why does Summer, when she refers to her and Alex hooking up, why does she always have to say, yes, he was inside of me?
Yeah, we don't need to hear
why
that.
Why do you have to go there?
Why
use that terminology?
Well, she's saying it for a reason.
I know. It's
Nicole,
kind of gross.
Right? She wants Nicole to know that.
Yeah. Well, she's like, why does Nicole need to know that he was inside of me a few times? It's like, why do you have to say it like that?
It sounds so gross.
Just say you hooked up. Yes, we hooked up.
I did enjoy, though, Preston in his thong with the cheeks out.
Oh, God. You enjoy that?
Well, because they show the girls all the time. This
is
the first time.
In the bedroom. Yes.
This is the first time we saw a man's ass. Cheeks out with a thong and I don't know what else
was
strapped
around.
Yeah,
that didn't look comfortable.
No,
way.
I'm like, wait, is he putting pants on over that? What is happening?
That talent show, by the way, horrible.
Oh,
what the fuck was that? Girls are meowing to a song?
The whole thing was terrible.
Made me uncomfortable. And then Jasmine does tell the group that she's pregnant and boy, is she pregnant. This episode in particular, her face was super full. Her stomach.
And she's wearing tight things.
She said, I was sucking it in. Why would she wear all that tight stuff?
She wanted somebody to ask her.
They all knew too. They were all like, yeah.
Yeah, of course you are. Duh.
So she said Silas, her husband, who is deployed, cannot come back until she's had the baby, until there's proof she's had the baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Proof?
Well, like the baby has to be born, then he can come home.
So he can't be there
for the
birth.
He can't be there for the birth. Yeah. That is sad.
Seeking sister wives. Mm. Oof. This is another
exhausting.
Actually,
this was pretty good. First, Justin and Becky. he's, you know, goes in for a haircut and they have to explain to the barber.
Oh, cool. Of course.
Of course. Well, we are. He's going on a date because, you know, we're polygamous family. You're not.
No.
You're not. You do not practice polygamy. You don't have anybody else. So for them to keep saying we're polygamist, you're not.
Yeah. Have they
He's
ever?
Just dating.
Have they ever?
I don't know.
It?
They've never said
so
it.
So they have six kids.
Yeah.
Did we know that?
Yeah.
So it was funny because the barber was explaining, oh, well, I'm in a polygamous relationship too. I'm dating someone in this state and then I'm dating someone in this state. And I'm like, I don't think that's a
polygamous. The guy does not know what a polygamous
relationship
no.
is.
He's like, yeah, I've got two partners. Okay, do they know about each other?
Yeah, they're not living together.
Y'all don't live together.
So Justin has this meeting with this woman, Yari, that he's completely enamored with. I think he's enamored with everybody except his wife, Becky.
Yeah.
So he goes on to say that he likes Latino and Persian women.
Nothing
like
his wife.
His wife is neither of those.
Correct.
And Becky says that, you know, she's fancy. She wears heels and she works out. So he needs to look his best.
It's so gross.
It's so weird.
Is she just not interested in him anymore? And that's why she's fine with having somebody else come in and him sprucing up for the new girl and not for him
but
or not for
so
her?
He's so awkward. Even when he meets her, he's like, so you can tell he hasn't done this before.
No, he's been dating Becky since junior high. They've been together since they were kids.
So they're like brothers and sister.
I think that's what it is. She's like, you go do your thing.
And why does she have to tell him to remember to open the door and
yeah,
pull out the chair?
Because he's a child.
Don't forget, no sex.
Yeah, so they're not a polygamist family. Stop saying you are.
I don't understand. It's very bizarre. This is all bullshit.
And he met Yari on a regular dating site, went on a date with her and didn't tell her about the situation until the end of the night.
Yeah, but then at the end when he goes in for the kiss,
ooh,
he like kept trying
so
to go
awkward.
In. She was like turning her face and he kept going. I'm like, read the room, dude.
No,
you don't know what's happening
then,
here.
Then she kissed him and he's like, no tongue then, I guess. I guess I know you well. It's like, you don't know her at all.
Oh, God. It was just so creepy and weird.
Yeah, that's a whole fake thing. So Ashley and Shane. First of all, Shane has a guy friend. This
yeah.
is something we didn't realize. He breaks down because you could tell nobody's going to be good enough for Ashley. None of the girls that she's been dating or whatever he feels are good enough. So it's like, why not? What's going on? Does he just not want to do this? Well, I guess he has cancer. He had cancer. He's clear now, but they said that he'll probably get it back.
But the reasoning for him, for Ashley to find a mate, a female mate.
She wants female.
Right. But he wants to make sure that she has someone to help take care of her. I'm
yeah.
like, does she have family? I mean, you've got a child, a toddler.
Another wife is what you do, Gina. You didn't know that?
They have too much going on.
She's about to give birth and they have a tiny toddler. Like, give this up.
And they're
whatever
trying,
you're
to,
trying
find
to
find
do
a mate
here.
Yeah. At the same time.
That's going to live with them and possibly take care of him. That's what it comes down to. He wants two people to take care of him.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's also one of those where it's like, okay, you're assuming your cancer will come back and assuming if and when it does, it'll come back fast and bad. So
I
it's
just
like,
thought it was a weird storyline to say this is the reason why we have to find another sister wife.
No, again, doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, but we've got to talk about Garrick because this is the one. Just give me Garrick and Danielle. Give me them.
He's in Brazil for 6 weeks, so he's there planning the wedding. I'm telling you, this Natalia wants nothing to do with
Danielle. She just wants Garrick. Why? We don't know. His money. It's got to be his money. So they're planning a wedding in Brazil. Danielle finds out she's pregnant, tells Garrick on the phone because she's packing to go to the wedding. But in the meantime, this new girl, Natalia, has not even had conversations with Danielle. She clearly just wants Garrick on her own without Danielle.
Right. But Danielle says the reason why he's gone for 6 weeks is because they're taking a break mm-hmm. and they have to search things out with the Lord.
Danielle even said, I think Natalia thinks that me and Garrick are going to break up. And that's why she's diving in. And she doesn't want anything to do with me.
Probably.
Of course. Because first of all, Garrick doesn't speak Portuguese.
No.
And so
he barely speaks English.
Yeah. So he's speaking over an app. He's saying nothing. You think him and Natalia are having long, deep conversations? No, he's like, the Lord has sent me to you. I'm supposed to get married. My love, my love. It's all he fucking is
the
saying.
The Lord says it's time to have sex.
Yes. It's a blessing from God. This baby is a blessing from God. Poor Danielle does not want to have this child.
Well, you know that this wasn't on Derek's or Garrick's bingo card either.
His face was like, oh.
Yeah, he knew he was on TV. That's why he couldn't show disappointment, but he was not happy.
He was quite shocked. Does he want kids, more kids? Is that ever been part of it, or does he just want wives?
No, he wants a collection of five wives because that's what the Lord told him he has to have.
I was unclear if him and her even had sex, so I guess.
Before he left.
But I didn't know that they were even intimate anymore. They just don't seem like they... She seems like she's so into him and he's not into her at all.
Someone posted in one of the Sister Wives Facebook pages that their house is up for sale. And you can go on Zillow and you can see all the pictures and it's their house.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
In Colorado. It's a big house.
Didn't he build... They built it, right?
Yeah, he's a contractor, I think.
Well, I wonder if they're getting a bigger house because... Natalia's coming. So she said something about it's not a fiance visa because they're going to get married there. So it's going to be some other visa. I don't think they're going to get married. The way these marriages happen, it's like, yeah, it's supposed to be tomorrow. We're just waiting for some paperwork. What do you mean? You're going to get married tomorrow, but you're not sure because of some paperwork?
Well, and Danielle was supposed to go there for the wedding. And it's like, well, it's supposed to be this weekend, but you don't have the paperwork?
You don't have the paperwork.
What are you talking about?
Natalia will be very upset if you don't come. She's like, I'm not going. I'm fucking pregnant with your child. Nor do I want to go. I wish she would just leave him, but she can't. She's not married to him anymore.
I know. That's the stupid thing that she did.
How old is the youngest kid? Like 13 or something?
Did we see both of them? I only remember seeing the older one.
We saw last season, they showed both kids, but maybe... The younger one doesn't want to
They've got to be in their teens.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Ugh, poor Danielle.
Crazy.
And then of course, we've got the Davis family.
Yeah, that was really a bunch of nothing.
Blah, blah, blah.
The only thing we learned was that, according to Nick, the wives are the ones who have to seek out potential wives, which we knew. And they're trying to do that, but Danielle is still... She said she's in.
I'm just curious what the girls... How they seek them out and they say, hey, do you want to be with this guy? He's great. Stays home with our kids.
He wears a suit when he does it.
Yeah, he cleans the house. He doesn't work. And we all get to live together.
What a scam this guy has going for him to collect wives, to send them out to work while he stays home. Mm-hmm. What a scam. And those s'mores that they made were fucking burnt.
I don't mind a little bit of a burnt s'more.
They were... Beyond they were, burnt, it was pretty Anne. Bad. They it were black bad. And crispy.
What do we got going on the rest of the week? Of course, we got Vanderpump and
The Valley. Wednesday, we don't have MAFS, right? Or are they going to do another
follow-up? No, there's another one.
Okay,
Remember?
So there's another follow-up. And then we have Summer House on Thursday. Excellent. And that's it. Light week.
Light week. So pick up some of these other things, Gina. Pick up The Circle or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll try. You don't have to. You won't.
No, I'm going to read or watch the Tyler Cameron thing.
Okay.
And then
let me know what you think. I could have been too hard.
Oh, I have Palm Royale to finish too.
Palm
I think
Royale.
Another one of those should be.
Oh, good.
It's getting close
Loving
to the end.
Loving Palm Royale.
Me too. I wish they would just drop them all at once though.
I know. I don't like waiting a week.
Me either.
I have to actually watch the What Happened Last Week previews and I usually don't like to do that.
Well, yeah.
People are constantly telling me that I've got to watch Shogun. And I want to. Do you remember when Shogun came out on TV when we were younger, like in the 80s?
No, I don't remember Shogun. I mean,
really?
I know the name, but I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't
it was
watch
on.
It.
It was a. You know that they have those five nights a week specials,
right?
Remember Movie when Roots? Week? Yeah, like Roots was on. No, this was like a series, a TV, whatever. I forget what they would call it, but it was on five nights a week. And I remember our family was so into Shogun.
Didn't watch it.
But this is much different, much prettier. And I know it has a lot of subtitles, so I'll have to pay attention.
Oh, well, then Troy won't watch it.
No, he won't. Even though he watches everything else.
He does. He's missing out.
Not a subtitle man.
Not a subtitle guy, for sure. All right.
All right. See you Friday.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.